Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I host mornings on 107.7 The Ant, where we do nerd talk and news, both coming up. Also, I think we're recording a new full 90 soccer time podcast today, but since my co-host doesn't ever respond to me, who knows? If not tomorrow, maybe. Sumo. All right. Hi, Brandon. I know you'll listen. Cool. I'm prepping right now to talk to Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind a little bit later today. And everyone says, like, okay, here's the talking points and here's what to go over and everything. And then he tweets out from the band's account that he'll be playing songs. And I'm like, what? I get like a little Instagram live concert from the Third Eye Blind guy? That'll be fun. I guess he lives in North Beach. I wonder if he's still there. That's like a rad neighborhood in San Francisco where all the Italian food is, and I love it. Anyway, hope your day's going great so far. It's a fun thing going on. Got a house full of people going nuts. Yesterday was a pretty... Wow. Am I allowed to curse on my own podcast? Yesterday was a pretty shitty day. Nope, guess not. Yesterday was not a great day. The garbage disposal died at my house after only like 3 years, which is not a lot of time, but... it appears that there's some sort of bearing that's gone bad in it. Whatever. Meant that I had to venture out and try and find a replacement. Here's the deal. There was no available replacements that have a power cord built in. You have to get the one where you wire it in there. And listen, I'm sure I'm capable of doing it and reading a diagram and, you know, zip tying things to get. No, they're not called zip ties. Those little twisty cap things. I'm sure I'm capable of doing that, but it sucks. Don't worry, though. I didn't realize that I had bought the wrong one until I got it all prepped and set up to go in. So $100 out the window. Cool. But it did mean that I had to go to the hardware store yesterday, and a couple observations from that. One, I should have definitely ordered online and just picked it up, because two, there was like a zillion people there and nobody was being safe. I guess the line to check out was pretty okay. But I saw like an older guy and another guy talking. And then at the end of the conversation of them standing next to each other, goes, okay, well, stay safe. And then he walks off, not wearing a mask, standing too close to somebody at the hardware store, apparently doing what seemed like nothing. It was crazy. So I got myself the unit to take home. But by special request, my boy asked me if I would buy him some ladybugs. And it turns out that you can buy a canister of ladybugs, like a little butter container, from Lowe's. So I went out to the garden center, grabbed one real quick, got all my stuff together, checked out, went home, and we had so much fun playing with ladybugs. Ladybugs are expensive. It's $10 for a little container, but I've got somebody that's munching on some leaves out in my my maple tree, Japanese maple, and so I want the ladybugs to do their job. It might be a little early in the season, everyone keeps pointing out. Yeah, you come home to a two-year-old without ladybugs and tell me how it goes, okay? It's not going to go well. It's going to go worse than you expect. Anyway. Didn't get the disposal fixed, did get the ladybugs. So you ready to go back outside? Because evidently that's happening.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, 13,000 plus infections of COVID-19, including 765 deaths, sadly. The deaths are not going up quite as quickly as they were even a week ago, which is promising news, I guess. The governor announced he'd be opening up fishing and state parks to people again, and people who love fishing are like, finally... fish, not so much. Washington recreational golf facilities will start to reopen as well. Nude sneeze golfing remains closed, you weirdos. He didn't lay out much else, leaving the May 4th end of quarantine kind of up in the air, but he has been saying for a while now that it's going to be in phases, so maybe that's what we read into. Better eat your meat while you can. This dumb virus will see the availability of meat decline from factory workers being sick with COVID-19, the doors shutting down, and the prices going up. The Seattle Times reports that Stevens Pass is looking to give you back some money, possibly. They'll be, quote, crediting 2019-2020 season pass holders according to a tiered system based on skiers and snowboarders' actual pass usage for the season. They had some problems with overcrowding that meant that people with passes couldn't get in, and then this whole stupid COVID-19 thing has been a disaster. And a bit of good news, both Pacific Northwest Ballet and Seattle Symphony have received financial aid from the government, helping to soften the blow of losing the remainder of their seasons. When's it going to feel normal again to go and watch live performance like that? Whether it's the Crocodile or McCall Hall.
You just got news.
I keep seeing people online complaining about a change to the way that we punctuate on the internet now. Microsoft Word now considers two spaces after a period an error, says SmithsonianMagazine.com and a bunch of other places. It's Smithsonian Mag, sorry. So, the way we all learned it in school to a certain point was that you hit space twice after a period and it breaks it up for the people reading. I think that's the reason behind it. And, I don't know, a couple of years ago, the rule books or whatever started to say that that was unnecessary for online. And so I've stopped doing it years ago. That's fine. I'm also very lazy and don't capitalize my I's and it drives people crazy. But yeah, so that's no longer a thing. And people are on here like arguing all about it. Like, I can't believe this. This is amazing. Meanwhile, if you look at any online dialogue between people, we're replacing whole words with really shitty with really crappy hieroglyphs. Like, we've replaced whole words with just pictographs. And if you go like back in language, I'm not an expert in this, but I did study it a little bit. If you go back in language, you start with cuneiform, which is like using simple tools to carve into clay and then they dry up. And then you get into like a more complicated system, more like what we're used to seeing with the Egyptian hieroglyphs. Cave paintings are in there at some point as well. And eventually we developed these complicated systems of language and all these words and letters and spelling, and English makes it impossible and everything. But we have all this, ability to communicate, and we're like driving it the opposite direction. As we have more information and more opportunity to share and grow, we're actually stepping backwards. And hey, I mean, I like emojis. They're fine. That's what I'm talking about, by the way, emojis. I like them just fine. That's great. And I sound like a person that's a million years old. But if you're upset about not having two spaces after a period, like, you need to move on, because we are way past that in the conversation. Plus, we're running out of carbonation.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
If someone doesn't step in to help, we're going to run out of carbonation for our drinks. Flat beer and soda could be on their way thanks to the coronavirus. I guess they make fizz for drinks as part of the process for making ethanol for gasoline? What? It's a byproduct, and with everyone staying at home, not driving, the supply is dangerously low. Great, can't wait for everyone at Costco to buy up all the seltzer.
It's time for NASA news!
Our best space nerds are tracking a Manhattan-sized asteroid that's supposed to go buzzing by Earth tomorrow. No need to worry, say scientists. That don't want none of this coronavirus. Tell that to the dinosaurs. And finally, the all but lack of boat noise in the ocean is providing an awesome gift for sea stuff, like whales and orcas and other sonar-dependent sea beasts. Except for that 1 minute at 8 p.m. every night when people put their outboard motors into the water and remind the whales who's king of the ocean! I'm just kidding. The ocean is terrifying. You can have it, whales.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, to the buttholes that had to comment on how natural carbonation from brewing yeast is the solution, duh. Like, I don't brew things. I don't understand that at all. Just like you obviously don't understand communicating with people so that they learn something, you I get correcting an error, but, like, Don't be a know-it-all. Be cool. Be like, actually, the solution to this is a natural carbonation that many brewers already use, and so this won't affect them. Oh, well, thank you. You don't have to be a condescending prick just because you know something that other people don't. Help other people get there, and use emojis while you're at it.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.